Let's go back out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Dr. Brian Schroeder. He's the Senior Vice President of Medical Affairs and Chief Medical Officer to talk about Sparrow's new Center for Innovation. Good morning, Dr. Schroeder. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, sir.
And we appreciate you coming onto the program this morning. Sparrow and Michigan State University announcing this new Center for Innovation. A press conference was held yesterday morning. Give us some of the key details of this new healthcare research initiative.
About 3 years ago, in 2009, Sparrow and Michigan State University formed a closer relationship, and this is one more initiative that has sprung from that stronger relationship. What we hope to do is combine the talents and the resources of both institutions to be able to create a center to strengthen the research capabilities and the innovation for healthcare to improve the actual delivery of healthcare in the area.
Now, how did this idea for the project and partnership come about?
Well, this is actually an idea that came from the discussions between Dennis Swan, our CEO, and the and President Luana Simon.
And you say that this is to improve patient care, among other things. What's wrong with patient care today?
Well, right now, patient care in hospitals and in the outpatient settings is expensive. We are all aware of medical errors that are reported in the literature. We think that there is a better way to deliver care that is going to treat patients more consistently, to make it care more equitable, to make it more efficient throughout the continuum.
The center seeks to combine talent, ideas, and resources from each institution along with recruiting nationally recognized researchers. Any idea where some of these nationally recognized researchers could be coming from?
Well, we're just at the beginning phases of the development. We haven't gotten down to the nitty-gritty of actually reviewing potential partners with, and leaders. What we are looking at, though, is being able to capitalize on the resources within the School of Nursing and the School of Medicine, looking at areas of neuroscience, family medicine, the field of nursing, and then looking across the spectrum through the university to places like the College of Engineering, the College of Business, the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences, to find these thinkers, these researchers that have an idea in the back of their head about how do we can we improve communication, for instance, or perhaps medical devices or other ideas to help improve the patient experience. Bring them all together with our patients and our clinical setting to help improve this area of healthcare.
Now, with this center being on the MSU campus, what kind of opportunities will the center provide for MSU students?
Actually, the center is going to be located on the Sparrow campus.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
That'll be a temporary place until a location can be located, and we're not sure exactly where that's going to be yet, a permanent location. But for now, it's going to be here on the Sparrow campus.
Okay, and as far as young people go for students, what kind of opportunities could they get at the center?
We believe that this will be an opportunity for medical students and residents to have the opportunity to actually one of their first opportunities to see research that's being translated from the theoretical into actual practicality, to take something from a journal and actually put it into play at the bedside.
And they're also in the story that came out just in regards to this new partnership. It said a collaboration with MSU builds on a shared commitment to a culture of safety, quality, and innovation. What does that mean exactly from a healthcare perspective?
One of the things that causes healthcare to be expensive is the great deal of variation, the variability between the way, if you were a physician, the way you might treat pneumonia versus the way I might treat pneumonia. If we were both treating pneumonia consistently, in the same fashion. We can achieve better outcomes. We can achieve higher cure rates if we were all treating diabetes the same way, making sure that we keep our patients' blood sugars under better control. We can, again, drive down the cost of complications down the road by practicing better care today. So we hope to use this Center for Innovation to find out better ways to treat the disease states a little further upstream before they become problems in the hospital or down the road.
And before we let you go, Dr. Schroeder, the official announcement was made yesterday. So what's the next step in the development process?
What we're hoping to do is firm up our complete vision of what this center will look like, and then start searching for a national leader with a lot of experience in securing funding and developing a research center like this, and then really get this thing off the ground.
Dr. Brian Schroeder, the Senior Vice President of Medical Affairs and Chief Medical Officer at Sparrow. Dr. Schroeder, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the holiday weekend.
Thank you very much, and remember our fallen veterans this weekend.